A £20,000 prize makes the Edwin Morgan Award one of the largest poetry awards in the UK, and we're going to tell you all about it. Welcome to the Poetry at In Deep
Upload podcast.
Oh, so close.
Next time.
Maybe so. In 1999, Edwin Morgan was made the first Poet Laureate of Glasgow, and in 2004 he was named a Scottish Macker or National Poet. You may have seen Edwin Morgan in the news this year, as 2020 marks his centenary, and the Edwin Morgan Foundation have used this entire year to celebrate his life, career, and tremendous contribution to Scottish culture. Here at Speculative Books, we've already been celebrating Edwin Morgan's centenary by publishing the Centenary Collection, which was guest edited by Colin Hurd. The Centenary Collection contains poetry and short stories inspired by Edwin Morgan's scrapbooks, including a foreword by Colin Hurd and contributions from Liz Lockhead, Henry Bell, Stephen Watt, Katie Veitch, Sean Wei Kun, Jack McMillan, Laura Bissell, Russell Jones, Leila Josephine, Cesar Doza, Finola Scott, and many, many more. Edwin Morgan willed close to £1 million to the SNP and left another million to set up the Edwin Morgan Award. You must be previously unpublished, pamphlets are allowed, and you must be no older than the age of 30 to enter.
Nice.
Yeah, have I told you any new information there?
I already knew that.
You already knew all that. Right, well, listen to this. This year's winner will be announced at an online event as part of the Edinburgh Book Festival, week beginning 15th of August. We have interviewed all 7 poets on the shortlist for this year's award, and they have sent us a recording of them reading their work. This is episode 1 of that 7-part series. Oh, it's getting pretty close now. How far away are we from the 15th?
Eight days.
Wow. Oh, well. Paul McGratty, he is a Glasgow biding poet from France, writing verse in Scots and French. He recently completed a PhD in Scottish literature at the University of St Andrews and now works within the Centre for Robert Burns Studies at the University of Glasgow. Look at that. He did an interview with us via email, and you can see that interview in full if you'd like to give it a read at speculativebooks.net/podcast. If you would like to have the Centenary Collection for free, you can sign up to the Speculative Books subscription service and use the code Morgan, that's M-O-R-G-A-N, and get your first month free, and the Centenary Collection is your first book. We publish one book a month, which you can get through a range of plans. Just head to speculativebooks.net/subscribe to find out more. There we go.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't wait to read it all again tomorrow, baby.
Can't wait.
But yeah, this is our exciting new thing we're doing.
This is really exciting.
I know. It really is exciting. Yeah. I know. I meant it. we're going to pass you over now to Paul. He's going to do a little reading for us. They prepared. We wish Paul the best of luck. Well done for being shortlisted. And we can't wait to the 15th to get to the Edinburgh Book Festival to find out exactly who the winner is.
Oh, it is exciting. Yes.
All right. Paul McGratty, everybody.
Woo. So I'm going to read you a few pieces from my poetry collection, Poèmes Écossais. All of the poems I'm about to read play around with elements of Scottish and French history, languages, politics also a little bit. And I think that should reflect pretty well one of the main things that I try to do with this poetry collection, which is to find out what happens when we bring the old alliance in poetic craft in the sort of perhaps new form, new language, new hope which might emerge in this blending of Scots and French. The first 3 poems that I'm about to read are a trilogy of poems about Mary Queen of Scots, of course, the icon of the old alliance. The first poem is set in France when Mary Stuart is yet a child in the Forêt de Fontainebleau, where she grew up. The second one is set on Mary's landing at Leith when she took over the Scottish crown. And the last one is set in the castle of Fotheringay, where Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded. So there we go. And in the first one, Mary addresses her mother, also called Mary de Guise, who was the Queen Regent at the time. And so she asks her about the challenges of power and the fear that arises from that. Forêt de Fontainebleau, 18 January 1553, Bairnhead o Mary Stuart. Mither, dear mare, dinnae please, dinnae switch it off. Keep a dim licht in my lips and dark, please dinnae. I would aye kiss mysel, lucid, and sift my sowl, off lit, before sleep. Mither, dear Marie, like me, dinnae turn round and look at me, perfect and proud in my bed, stirp-like and bound for to rain the morrow when I wake fae camstery and gowstery dreams. Maman, 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 abide by me, breathe with me stiff through the dark webs of power. Ye and your curls, electric and wireless, say, passe in your pyjamas of old queen. Mare dear, please, bide a while and look at me, your bairn, gae bold though feart, for she hears her ain cell in the gloom, and black mares a trotting. Leith Harbour, 19 August 1561, Mary Stuart lands. Let me love ye like hame, will ye? New lands that's grown wild into me like a womanly bliss, with staunch, hard, yet delightful hopes that goodly ver rove here. Are ye mine and co-patrie? Your port and cranes hail my leal name as I step forth the shore on the loud banks o' your firth, which seem a crenation robe, roch and tidal. Can ye feel your black fame on my kneecaps deep, swirling up and kissing my back with sweet whiplash? Pebbles bounce on my veins in a fear yet encore that lust lasts nae. Let me love ye, will ye? Ar I melt yon croon, spitting on its jewels for to live up to ye with faith, force, and yon sush up the hills that blaze into me clugs. Be my mither new, will ye? Birth me dear, afresh, and lull wiser my skite creeping airt. But dinnae, please, dinnae leave my lane on sair queenly surfs. Fotheringay, 8 February 1587, Mary Stuart on the scaffold. Au revoir for fort and fancy and far espoir. Au revoir, ye barren malagrused cri de coeur. Au revoir, Zain, Drich de fet, a forsaw in fricht. Drap, a drap, the burn o' my dwam, outran the bed that I swam. Au revoir, rosais on berry, in blois sur Clyde. Au revoir, Kilbride en Provence and Tour upon Tweed. Au revoir, Angoulême-shire and Aberdeen, Andy. Claude beclawed the land o' my lust, begout the throne that I thrust. Au revoir, Montrose of Flours and Rouennes Muirs. Au revoir, Le Mans in winter and Melrose's snow. Au revoir, ye sons and marshes o' dreamdom's dear. Cloud be cloud, yon lifts aboon loss, utlich to kiss on the cross. Au revoir, ye rockle hame, where I thought I could. Au revoir, ye truckled heed, that ains again should. And adieu, och, muckle heart that forever would. Blade by blade, the edge o' my bliss, blossoms atween thistle and liss. I'm now going to read you a shorter poem, a sonnet, actually, bringing together other aspects of French and Scottish history. This poem is called Wallace o' Arc, so bringing together a kind of hybrid, a sort of beautiful monster, that of William Wallace and Joan of Arc blended together, and as such, subtitled this poem A Queer Sonnet, and it's also about queerness in a way, and the liberation of this. Wallace o' Arc. At stake in war cried noons o' quarters past, they lures my watch wi' water gow bewashed ambush. Their hoofs aloof and tea stroot to old Orleans, yon drawbrig their moustached satyr o' maidenhead could spoof. And I would fain find them in the ride along where any fear to hug their children horns. I'll bide here syne and let their beauty gang. See, they rise as yet with eldritch panache, fantouche pastiche, their sons in miracle relichtin's faith in my patrol. I'll bide alert, my watch awoken, nae for fays but fairly's queer, the likes I'd kill to keep in sicht, for they're the kaith o' grace. Okay, so I'm now coming to slightly angrier kind of poem, I think, which is called Tripe, and I suppose you could say it is a feminist poem mixed with a good bit of French Republican tradition. Tripe. Dune on the kitchen flare, her tays on tiles and meat juice langer heels, her guts bloated by absence, when Abidies turn daff and she bides her boar by flinging tripe on the bathtub bra that's our clean for the murky myrtles o' their ilk, our pure for their pride that she jammed doon the sink with glorious tripe on her laptop new that reeks o' sonsy emails open to rot in the big data world o' couthy filth ahint a screen o' tripe on the wallpaper that maun change ilka decade to look fab when their stepbrothers that work in Barclay comes to boast about their classy pairs o' tripe on her hair, on their cat, on her een, on their car, on her nab, on their glass, on their logs, on their grass, on her chin, on their dyke, on their bruise, on their pals, on her jaws, on their boss, on her thighs, on their cash, on their knees, on their cups, on her paps, on their crown, on their six, on their god, on their back, on their will, on her tongue, on their var that miss the muckle taste o' tripe, the rot gut o' the yard, the lust o' the wame, the scunner o' the deuce, the delicht o' the tink, the mack-up o' the quine that spits on queens and sprays her house with tripe o' kings. And here we come now to the last poem of this podcast, which I wrote in Paris in December when someone had just asked me, you know, that basic question, pourquoi l'Écosse, why Scotland? And there I wrote a poem which in a way summarises everything I've tried to write in that collection, and I hope it can also make sense to the listener of this podcast. Pourquoi l'Écosse? Why Scotland? Guy fashed on bistro seats with cups of Grand Cru and wives around their lips, the spear who come had wrapped my tongue in cold oat pale ale, who come a forehood faith in boulevards where horsemen raised our glass lang syne. Gin ainly I could cry in bricht boalo great guys, the way I fell sae high among yon ballybrae. Gin ainly I could tell what words o' yestereen, yon dwam that bides ayont in measures o' shaveen. But nouveau I belang here, half in cracks, crafts o' hame and draft. So place, hell taps where giddy slipped and grieved in pinno malt, tween flutes and tassies, grails and drams come true. Voila, thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much as well to In Deep Poetry for this broad podcast initiative. Goodbye.